you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the by guys. 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 The by guys.
By guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Bye Guys with Zach and
Figs.
Ian's a sleepy boy and just texted us that he slept through his alarm.
Sleepy,
so he will be joining us at some point. However, I am joined not just by one of the regulars here at the network who I love very much, who's Mikey Figs.
What's going on? Happy to be here. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you very much for being here, my buddy.
Anytime.
We are also joined by one of my absolute favorite people. Honored to have him here. It's fucking Josh Potter.
What's up, dude?
How you doing, brother?
Buffalo represent. Open mics. Broadway Joe's, dog.
I'm so happy to fucking have you here, dude.
Yeah, it's the first time we get to pod together.
Yeah, man. It's very fucking exciting.
We did the real ass podcast yesterday.
Yeah, but that's just Lewis's life while we sit and watch. I've got the easiest job in podcasting.
That gave me stress yesterday about that. I was like, man, I haven't had forms like that in days. So I was like, freaked. I had to go take a nap.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I have the best job in the world. I literally just get to sit and poke the bear and wait for him to go nuts and then take the air out of the room. It's my favorite. So thank you very much for being here. You're the fucking man. I really appreciate you
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you having me.
It's going to be a fun day. Ladies in the booth, thank you for setting everything up. Love you very much. Before we go any further, let's just knock plugs right out of the fucking way. Figs.
Oh, hell yeah. At Comic Mike Figs on Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube. The thing is YouTube. The thing is ding. Me and Shannon have a show here at Gas. Make sure you guys watch it. We started streaming live before the show. A little something called Fig Talk. It's getting a good response. Thanks to everybody for watching. And fuck yeah.
Absolutely. Josh.
Well, you can go follow me on Instagram at Josh_Potter, on Twitter at J_Potter, and the Josh Potter Show comes out every Wednesday on YouTube and iTunes and all that poor shit. So subscribe, you know, like it, do all that stuff, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Fantastic. And guys, I got some live dates coming up. March the 25th, I will be at Laughing Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie, bringing Andy Malafarina. Then on April the 1st, I will be at Soul Joel's in Pennsylvania. And then April the 4th, I will be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. And it looks like I'm bringing LaMare Lee with me on that one. Come through. I'm just starting to headline. It's really, really fun, and I appreciate everybody coming out. If you love the show and you want to support, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to all the shows on the network. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, go screw. And, hey, podcastmerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, t-shirts, and long sleeves. Thank you for wearing shit out the shows. Thank you for supporting all our live dates. And we'll let Ian plug his dates when he gets here. All right, so we're just going to do some news and have a nice, easy-peasy, fun day. We were in the lobby talking about, what else do you think? Wrestling and midgets.
literally midget porn.
Yep,
and Vince McMahon.
Yep, we were talking about Vince McMahon, and then Josh went to smoke, and me and Mike watched midget porn.
I didn't realize I missed out on the midget porn.
Dude, it was you know when you go like to, you know, Spank Bank or whatever, you know, you have like your trending porn. There's this midget lady, beautiful little woman, person, dwarf, who's trending, and Yeah, I don't know. I think
I feel like she might have just started doing hardcore.
Yeah.
Because maybe. I recognized her from maybe a year or two ago. Because it's a very easy process here on Gas. Whenever there's a girl with an OnlyFans that I want to see naked, I just mention her and then people DM it to me.
Yeah. Shout out to Bricks.
Yeah. I've definitely seen this chick a bunch.
I see.
And she's done videos, but I guess she's doing hardcore.
She looks
now.
Like Jennifer Lopez. She's stunning.
Wow. Yeah,
she's a beautiful, beautiful face. And she's
what height is she?
She's really on the short spectrum, man. She's got like baby feet, baby hands.
Wow.
So I couldn't finish. I was trying, dude. I just couldn't.
Yeah, it's too...
It looked like a baby getting her little ass wiped or something.
What's
the
shortest girl you ever had sex with? Or guy, you know, I'm bi guys.
Or guy.
Or guy.
I think she was like maybe like 5'3 or 5'4.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I went down to the 4. I mean, I'm a short guy, so like, you know, you go short on short usually.
You're average.
You try.
Average height guy.
I'm 5'5. I'm pretty short, I would say.
You're short. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you. No, I mean, I don't want to.
You're tall as fuck. What are you talking about?
Well, thank you. No, I boosted the chair up pretty good here, but I think I've dipped down into the 4s, and I was wondering if that constitutes.
I believe 4'10 is supposed to be the cutoff.
Okay.
I had a dominatrix who was 4'9.
And she does
and
not.
There was some shenanigans. No, she is not technically.
She doesn't identify as.
No, she's not. I believe if she really had to, you could identify. It might be a little lower than that.
Is it medically? Is it a medical thing? Like you go, I have to medically
I think
declare.
Little person is under a certain height. If you could look it up in the booth. But yeah, 4'9", I think, is the tiniest hands I've ever been in. And
interesting.
I got to say, pretty luxurious.
Yeah, it's. I mean, especially when you're a short guy, you're like. You know, I'm used to
bag.
Feeling like getting saved from the Ferris wheel in Mighty Joe Young. You know what I mean? But
yeah, anything under 4'10", dwarfism is generally defined as an adult height of 4'10" or less. The average adult height among people with dwarfism is 4 feet. So yeah, I guess technically that's a little person.
Yeah, I wonder if they like say you know. I don't want to declare as little. Like, what's the benefit of doing?
I think. Well, there's dwarfism, which is one thing. I think some people are just tiny.
Mm.
Like, I had a friend growing up, Bobby, and his mom was a little person, but she didn't have dwarfism.
Mm.
But they had tiny furniture.
Oh.
Yeah, she had like her own chair in the house. She had a little bed.
I mean, when it comes to furniture, isn't big like awesome?
No, yeah. I think it was hard for her to get up and down.
Oh, I see. Like height-wise.
Yeah. I think she had a chair that was a little easier for her
I
to get
see.
In. Or else she would need those steps like a dog.
I would be like, oh, a fucking, you know, an ottoman is like a bed.
Yeah,
this is sweet, you know?
Yeah, who doesn't like a big fucking mattress? Like,
right.
I've been sleeping on a California King for like the last 6 years, and it's amazing.
Yes.
I was in an Airbnb like a week ago with my girl, and I'm like a little fucking sea lion. My girl is big Amazon. We slept on a full bed. Oh, no, a twin. It was the worst sleep of my life. Mm. It was horrible. I felt like it was horrible.
It's a nightmare, right?
It's a fucking nightmare. So I'd rather be a little guy, a little person in a big
I don't think it's how wide the bed is. I think it's how accessible it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's off the ground how tall it is. She needs, like, stairs or something.
Yeah.
Get up on
so
top.
So they had. I remember they had all, and she had, like, cabinets that were like accessible to her and shit like that.
I'd build a bunch of stairs. I mean, that's steps. You're getting your steps in.
Yeah.
You're doing the stairs.
I think their knees go quick,
slide?
Though.
Their knees, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think they're like when you, when you breed dogs too long.
Yeah. Those little dogs.
Yeah, because you see a lot of them when they get older, the knees go like sideways almost.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So every step is a risk.
Yeah, a lot of them need a lot of surgery. Yeah, it's like having a purebred. I think a lot of them need surgeries.
Oh, no.
You got to clean their face while they
see. See, that was the thing. That's why I couldn't get off. She had those knees.
Yeah, the sideways knees.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet from doing porn, her knees are fucked, you know, pretty early.
Probably from stripping because so strippers, I think, get, they call it like stripper knee.
Oh my!
From going around on the stage on their knee, they're like catchers.
Mm.
Oh,
they only got so many years
right.
of them.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's so true. We don't think about the athletics of the sex worker on often.
Especially
occasion.
You're banging around on you feel it's all like hardwood floors,
right?
And they're really like if they're working for their money, they're really bang clanging around.
I hear when you get up close, you hear their knees hit the wood. And you're like, oh my lord, this lady.
Give knee pads.
So
give them mats.
Get them, yeah. Why are we not catering to these porn midgets?
But I mean, also, there's girls that really work for it, and there's girls that are really putting in minimum effort.
Yeah. Oh, sure. There's the lazy stripper everywhere you go.
Such a, now I get to make regional references with Josh because of how much I love Buffalo. What is it? The Colonial Inn?
The Colony Lounge.
The Colony Lounge.
Yes.
Those the Gentleman's Club?
Oh, there's a lazy
it's
girl.
It's one of these, like, you could smoke in it. That's really why we would go. Yeah, exactly. You just go in to smoke inside, basically. Yeah, it was fun to do that. And then, yeah, there would be some lazy strippers there.
Yeah.
The laziest.
That was one of my favorites. So I went with my buddy Seeger.
Mm.
Yes, he's named after Bob Seeger. Yes, his first name is Seeger. And we go in, and our buddy John took us, and our buddy John's just, he's like our liaison to the Buffalo area. He somehow knows everybody. They used to call him Johnny Brings a Bar.
Mm. He bring the whole group with him?
No, because his trunk, when it undid, had a bar in it. And it had a mesh bar, and he would have a full bar.
Wow.
With, and then he would serve drinks out of his trunk, which is so wildly illegal.
It's so illegal, dude. Yeah.
He also,
it's pretty though. Buffalo, though. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have bars in their trunk.
And actually, while we're talking, he did a bar trick I've never seen anybody else do. And I don't even know what you would call it, because he had his own name for it. He would call it the Johnny Five.
Okay.
And I don't think I know anyone else that could do this. He would go to bars and bet dudes that he could do five shots of any five liquors you picked in the order you picked.
I've heard of this.
Five shots.
I wonder if you might have heard of the Johnny Five. Because I've definitely heard this legend before of this like contest.
And he would do it. Yeah. And he would do it at bars in Buffalo. But you could be like, all right, rum, vodka, whiskey, Rumpelman, whatever five. And you could pick them in an order that it was going to like be bad.
Throughout the night? Or he cracks. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang. And I've watched him do it. Like, I don't think I could even do a shot of whiskey, then a shot of vodka.
Bought us last night a round of tequila shots, and no one wanted them or asked for them. It was one of those, like, we're about to leave. And it was, like, around it. Some guy's like, oh, I got, you know, around. And so, people were, like, canceling. They're like, oh, do mine. And so, like, I had two in front of me. Yeah. Two. I did one, and I was like, I'm a pussy. I can't. I'm 37. I can't do this other shot. I will throw up. I will throw up everything.
How many people did Johnny Five run over? Like, I imagine he must be the king of drinking and driving.
He was a little reckless in his day.
Yeah. How many bodies does this guy have?
In Buffalo, you don't got to go very far usually, no matter where you go. So
Okay.
I do. He has a story once that he woke up at the zoo.
There you go.
And not in a place where he was supposed to be as a civilian.
Okay.
Anyway, so Johnny would take us. I remember he took us to the Colony Lounge, and it was one of those like Norm from Cheers moments where everyone went, John!
Yeah.
And just a bucket of Bud Light appeared in front of us. And I'm like, how much do you come here? And he goes, very rarely. And we're sitting there. It's me, John, and Seeger. And they go, all right, ladies and gentlemen, your first girl coming to the stage. Put your hands together for Storm, and that's Seeger's sister's name.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so shit. Immediately all his sexual energy
is gone.
Is gone. Yeah. And this nightmare shambles onto the stage, does a song, and then we're like one of maybe eight people in there, and she's looking for dancers now. And I will never forget the haunting moment of her going, any of you boys want to dance? And then smiles at us. Figs, as God is my witness, missing all her teeth from here over.
Just there, yeah.
God bless her.
She has the smile crooked. She's just like a half smile.
Josh Allen has to save you people.
Yeah, and I don't think that's because she, like, eats taffy on one side.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they got knocked out.
Or probably the night before, or it's drugs. Yeah, I mean, it could be drugs. That's a good point.
Yeah, probably meth.
It could have been a Monday night at the Colony Lounge. Also, you know, you never know.
But what a great, and then because we were supposed to meet with the film commission, so it was like all these like really highfalutin dudes.
Oh my god!
And they go where the one guy, I don't want to say his name, but he's like a high government official in Buffalo who pays for all the movies that get out there. He goes, where'd you guys go? And I go, the colony lounge. He goes, oh, how much did you spend?
$4.
Yeah.
$4 and I came.
Yeah, yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God.
It's so, I mean, that's the thing I miss about Buffalo. I mean, I still go back. You can go to a bar and get a beer for $2. It's like stuck in time. It's
I
crazy.
Didn't realize how trashy it was. So Buffalo's pretty fucking trashy.
Buffalo is a great place to get robbed on your own front porch.
I say it's lovingly trashy.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I don't know if you get robbed on your front porch.
I know a couple. Oh, okay. Yeah, well. I know a couple people with that story.
They were
not in good spots. Yeah, yeah,
was there a champagne room in this strip club?
No.
Okay.
No. It's a deck. Yeah. They don't even have a stage. It's a deck.
They have a Labatt. They have a Labatt room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Labatt room. Yeah.
Would you like to go to the Genesee Cream Lounge?
Oh, there was a bunch. Did you ever go to the Pharaohs? It's another.
No, I've never been to Pharaoh.
That was like the one where nicer. I used to like. It is nicer. Oh, yeah. And there was like I like dated a waitress there for a while. It was pretty fun. And I would go in and do like guest DJ things at Pharaoh's too, so that was cool.
Yeah, we only went to that one and then another one that our friend DJ'd at. But then of course the bar that because Ryan Long was just in Buffalo, and I was telling Josh just the other day, Fago opened for him, and while they're there, I just get a call. Hey, what's that horrible bar you took me to?
Meanwhile, it's like the first bar I ever went to when I was like 16, and like you could smoke inside until like 2010.
Yeah,
like it was
great,
the
though.
Best. It was my favorite bar of my life.
Are you still friends with the bartender?
Oh, I went just during Christmas, and we hung out. We did a bump in the keg room. Like
that's the best.
They don't even have like a real freezer back. It's like, it's the pink. By
your
way.
First
yeah,
part
it's the pink. Yeah. When we went, the last time we all went as a group, we watched a cop get kicked out by his cop uniform, like lifted by his belt.
Nice.
His
the
utility
cop got thrown
belt.
Out. Yeah, nice. The cop was
for creeping out on women.
That's amazing.
And then there was a guy on acid who kept following me around. And I was like, we got to go. And then maybe the person we were opening for, this is many years ago now, we found doing coke in the bathroom with a black albino.
I think I know who that is.
Hold on, I just got a text from Lewis.
He relapsed, didn't he?
Hold on.
No, this was a number of years ago.
Okay,
now.
Okay. I was saying he relapsed in that moment.
Oh,
that guy.
Lewis just texted me, Skankfest Buffalo. That's the next one.
Hey, that
happening.
Would make my life complete. I mean, that would be unbelievable.
And then across the street from the pink is Jim's Stakeout.
Okay.
Best hoagies ever. Also, if you'd like to watch three fights happen in 7 minutes.
You have to go through perilous just waiting to get these subs because it's like fucking Thunderdome in the line, basically.
I watched two fights in the line while we're waiting. I mean, by the way, this is not a long line. We're maybe fifth in the queue.
Okay.
Two fights in the line. There's uniformed cops in the store because it's where all the bars
doing
are.
Doing literally nothing.
Yeah. Watching fights. Then I see two fights, and then I watch a black chick just stand outside the ladies' room stretching.
Nice.
And like cracking her knuckles like it's a UFC fight. And the second this poor girl comes out of the bathroom, just knocks her the fuck out.
Wow. I mean, Buffalo, wow. That's
and
the place to go.
They drag this girl out by the ankles and they're like, all right, number 35.
Dude, it's like so wild in there sometimes that I think hobos just come in and just like, because I've been like asked, like, you can eat the other half of your sandwich? And you're like just sitting down eating like in the restaurant.
I hate that, dude.
It's crazy. That's how they don't know who's doing what in there at 5 a.m. It's crazy.
It's
that's
an absolute, sick, when you go around closing time.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cafeteria, like a wild, reckless cafeteria.
It's loud.
Yeah, they
scary.
Need a principal with a baseball bat to like.
You got to get in there before the storm. You got to like cut it off. And like, you're like, all right, it's 3. Let's go now.
Yeah, that's the move.
I see. You got, Jesus.
Because if you go after 4, you're.
I mean, but how good is this hoagie?
Well, if it's after 4 and you're pretty drunk, you're like, I can go stomach some fights and some homeless people yelling at me.
Are they open late? Like, is it one of those places?
Oh, yeah.
They open till 5. Although COVID might have fucked it all up because I go back now and everything closes. It's like really sad. And that was the whole like.
Yeah, I think our last trip there was pre-COVID.
Yeah. It would have been because then all this shit was open till 5, 6 in the morning. And now it's like midnight, everything shuts down.
Can you look up a gym stakeout stinger so we can show Figs?
Yeah, I got
the ultimate
see this. I'm
fat
fucking
guy sandwich.
Starving.
Oh yeah, a stinger is
the stinger is I think is it a, is that a Buffalo staple?
I think it's I mean I don't know that it was invented there, but it's the only place like, I've been able to have one.
I feel like cuz some other sub shops will do it, but it's all like Buffalo Niagara Falls.
Yeah. It's chicken fingers
and cheesesteak. Oh, yeah, there it is, baby.
Oh yeah, so that, you eat buffalo, that you shit blood for 2 weeks.
It's buffalo,
but it's
chicken
worth
fingers
it.
And cheesesteak, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore, but I mean I ate my
oil and
share.
Vinegar, dude. It will
that looks amazing
when you're hammered.
That's it right there.
It's everything you want.
And that's like the school cafeteria chicken tender, you know. Yeah. That's that classic tender. Yes. That looks great.
It will ruin you. And that's a bad next day.
That's a horrible next day.
Oh, the hangover.
I can smell those farts.
Dude, and then, after that, it's really, you just go, what did I do to myself? I'm going to die so young from that.
I was always impressed with the after hours scene in Buffalo, how many places you can go. This is my favorite thing
really
ever.
No bar actually closed. That's my theory on it.
My favorite thing at any bar is at closing time when the bartender goes, all right, locks the door, and the ashtrays come out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then it is time for men to be men.
Yes.
And gals to be men.
Everything.
And everyone's just a dude, and we're hanging out.
You're doing coke in the bathroom. You don't have to worry about the door. You just open
coke.
When
the bartender like lets you, like, everyone out, you guys can stay.
Yeah. You feel like, that's the absolute best. That's happened to me a couple times in New York. A couple places they lock it up, and we're like, got to leave it. Like,
nothing beats an old cool bartender.
Yeah, 100%.
It could be an old chick, an old dude, doesn't matter. A lifetime bartender who around closing time knows, all right, I got to get rid of these few people.
Yep.
These people, and they know you're going to tip good.
Yep.
And you got kind of a deal. Shades go down.
Yep.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I had one of my best ones actually in like Brooklyn. Me and a couple of like comics, we went to a bar that had like pinball, and the guy just like let us, he goes, oh, I know the bartender, so he's going to let us stay after hours. And we were just like listening to Dio, smoking cigarettes, playing pinball, doing bumps. It was the best.
It's the best. All you have to do
then
is
the sun's
behave.
Up.
Yeah, just be cool. If you just be cool and you're respectful to the bartender and you take care of him, it's the great, you'll have the greatest time. If you're an asshole, like,
there's nothing worse
nothing worse than a fucking asshole at a bar. Fucking
or when
not
you're
patient.
With them and you don't realize your friend's the asshole.
Yeah,
and you're
like,
too late.
Fuck, dude. I've had so many relationships just get cut off where I'll just be like, I can't hang out with you guy.
It's usually a friend's friend. And then I'm like, who brought this
who
fucking
the fuck,
guy?
Bro? I hate that.
I go, it wasn't me.
The last time I got let into a bar after closing, it was a chick bartender took her from her bar to another bar down the street. She's like, they'll let us in. The doors were locked. She calls the guy. He lets us in. There's probably like 15 people in.
Mm.
One of the guys that was with us manages to break 3 glasses.
Oh, fuck.
3?
In just being a fucking clumsy drunk fuck.
Oh, my God.
And we all get kicked out. The embarrassment of getting kicked out of a bar that you had been let into.
That's crazy. Because I was going to say, I don't know that I've ever gotten thrown out of a bar. The only time I got in like a scuffle at a bar, I knew the people that worked at the bar and they like took my side.
Yeah.
So they threw the other guy out and they were like, you're cool or whatever.
There you go.
So, I mean, that's the only time I've ever had any instance like that. But I don't know the embarrassment of getting thrown out of a bar, thankfully.
I've never been physically thrown out of a bar because I don't think
you've been asked
strong enough. I've been politely told,
sir,
skedaddle.
You're going to need to leave because we can't move you.
Yeah, I've been politely told from a few establishments
I see.
That my tenure there was ending.
Oh, man. Bar. I got a couple wild bar stories. I go to this bar. I've been going there for a long time called Hurley's. It's on 48th and 8th, and a lot of celebrities go there at nighttime. I mean, there's a lot of wild shit. I saved Woody Harrelson from a fight one time, me and my friends.
Wow.
So all the steakhouse guys go there to drink. So it's Ruth's Chris, Del Frisco's. They all go to this one bar. And one time Woody Harrelson was there and it was super late, and he went outside and he was asking people for a lighter, and he asked like the wrong dude, some crazy guy, and they started fighting, and we threw this guy into the garbage. And we're like, get the fuck out of here. And Woody Harrelson shared a joint with us, and it was awesome.
That's
wild as shit. Jimmy Fallon was in there one time. Motherfucker pulls out a guitar.
Now, Was he crazy, or did he enjoy a cocktail? Yeah, he enjoy a cocktail?
Dude, I had no idea. I had no, he had to do Sesame Street the next morning. I don't know why the fuck he was there.
He's sweating booze on Big Bird.
Dude, this is not Tonight Show, Jimmy. This is late night. Like, this is, I used to work, I fucking worked at Rooster's like 10 years ago. Mm. I still go to this bar to this day, and you get like that memory of seeing it's the same bartender. It's awesome, but it wasn't as wild. That's not as wild now as it was. Jimmy Fallon bought everybody a drink. The whole bar.
Wow.
The whole fucking bar. And it was packed. This is like an old school Irish bar. They're fucking soup. I mean, it is just fucking hoity-toity-toity. And Jimmy Fallon walks in. He's like, hey, you got a guitar? They fucking give the guitar. And he just starts fucking doing some fucking Irish song. And the fucking Irishmen are like, hey. It was incredible. It was magical.
That's
and
wild.
Then he's like, everybody get a drink on me. I'm getting everybody fucking drink. And we're like, what? And he's like, yeah, everybody. And we all had drinks. Crazy. And yeah, that bar was awesome. Then COVID fucked everything up. But now it's getting back. So support Hurley's on 48
days. Nice.
But weird, though. It's just, but I dude, was there because
anyone
I was cool.
Want 48 drinks? I'm going to have 48 drinks.
Yeah, dude. Literally.
Have you ever been stuck in a toast circle? I got stuck in a toast circle once where everyone knew the words to a thing that I didn't know the words to.
Oh boy,
I was.
But can you learn the melody and just kind of go?
No, it was everybody went individually.
Oh no!
And it was. I was at.
Where are you, in Scotland or something?
No, this is a weird place to be. I was playing in my band at the time. This is pre-comedy, and we did. This weird like Renaissance thing, which was weird because we were like electronic band. Mm. We shouldn't have been there.
Yeah,
and we wound up having a party back at the hotel room because they had bought us a suite. So all these people show up, and all these dudes show up in kilts with mead.
Oh shit!
And they have their own mead, and they're pouring these big glasses of mead.
They take over the bar immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're in a hotel room, and it's all these dudes just show up, and we're in a circle, and the first, you know, when the thing and the thing and the thing and the thing, and then everyone goes, and then they pull you a whole other shot.
Yeah.
And then the next guy has a whole new, when the thing and the thing and this fucking lady, and then we all eat her ass. Huzzah! You know? And I'm like 4 or 5 into the circle, and I'm panicking, because I don't know the words to any of these.
Yeah.
And they get the guy, and then they give me, and this is like my fifth drink. I'm a little drunk. I'm nervous. And I just go, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? We did the whole song, and everybody did the shot. And they went, to the next guy.
Oh, my.
So maybe you can just make it up.
What?
Maybe you can just make it up.
Yeah, they're all drunk Scottishmen making this shit up.
I think it was the confidence that got me through it.
I mean, you could write some rhymey shit and get through that. Yeah, you could easily if you wanted to.
Hit it with a little SpongeBob.
They're like, okay.
Yeah, oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the few. Oh, that was the cops came that one. I blacked out and I woke up. I was at the hotel breakfast bar in my underpants. And I just remember a guy yelling, "You have to pay for that," and me running with a waffle in my mouth.
Oh my God. I can't do the blackouts anymore. It's like
I was like 20.
Yeah.
I would never.
No, nowadays, yeah.
No, and I'm not running. So
no, yeah.
I would have just paid for breakfast.
Yeah. Of course, but no, I mean, like I just was hanging out with a few people, and there was like a guy who was blackout, and I'm like, how does somebody still do it, getting blackout drunk at, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, after a while, you learn what makes you blacked out.
Something happens and then you go, oh fuck, really got close to fucking killing myself. I really almost embarrassed myself badly,
man. Yeah, I had to make a deal with Mrs. Amico. A couple years ago I did a show at a biker bar and I came home banged up.
Mm.
And I have no memory of any of this. Apparently I called her and yelled at her for locking me out.
Oh no.
And she's like, you're not outside our door. And I was on the wrong floor of my own building, headbutting somebody's door, screaming. And she's like, well, you just scared the shit out of them forever. And then I just woke up to no one in the house.
Oh, my God.
At like 1 p.m., terrified, and had no, I mean, I had nothing.
Yeah.
I left the bar, and then I woke up in my underwear at home, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
And I got the, if you come home like that again...
That's how my grandma and grandpa were.
Yeah.
My grandma said that to my grandfather, and then he just like had one last night at a bar.
Yeah.
And then he just drank O'Doul's for the rest of his life.
Oh, that's
I kind of do that. I'm just drinking beer these days.
Yeah, non-alcoholic beer?
No, I drink alcoholic beer. Oh, okay. But I feel like I only hit a ceiling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can only drink so many beers
in an
hour.
I feel like as an adult now, like now that I'm a little older, I almost feel my meter fill.
Yeah.
Or like I'm done. Because my big evil was when Jaeger shots started. Because I love Jaeger.
Mm.
That's really...
Jaeger bombs, baby.
Yeah, and that's when things got real. Same guy, John, at a party in Buffalo. I complained because... What was the metal bar? Broadway Joe's. Broadway Joe's, I complained because they didn't have Jaeger. And then I get handed a pint glass that I thought was Guinness. And I drank a pint glass of Jaeger and then woke up on a bus.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Ian.
I've never heard Broadway Joe's described that way. What's up, everybody? Ian?
Hi, guys.
There we go.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
How are you, buddy? How are you, pal?
Shit.
Don't worry about it, pal. Shit happens.
We're talking about Jaeger bombs.
I slept. My phone died. I didn't plug it in. And then I texted you guys. And when it was charging, I laid down and went, Jesus fucking Christ. I just got to charge it. And then I fell the fuck back to sleep.
It happens to the best of us, buddy.
Baby boy got to get his rest. You know? I'm sorry.
I can't wait to go to sleep later.
It's my fault. I stayed up watching 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days until like 5 a.m. It's totally my fault. I'm a fucking asshole. I fell asleep on my couch. My phone was at 2%. I was like, I'll charge it in a minute. And then I just woke up in a fucking panic watching Big Ed just emotionally abuse a third world immigrant. And it's my fault. I'm a fucking asshole. I don't know what you want. I'm sorry.
He didn't think they had toothbrushes where she was from.
Turns out
she just had bad breath.
Does this guy have a new 90 day? Is this like a new lady or are you watching old episodes?
I'm rewatching old episodes.
Oh, so you've watched.
Let's just continue where you left off. Pull it up. Let's just fucking laugh.
Do you know Big Ed? He puts mayonnaise in his hair?
Yeah. He's a guy like this. He's a guy with no neck.
Yeah. He puts mayonnaise in his hair. He bought her a toothbrush and tried to. What else did he get her that was like so insulting?
You're right.
And then like he went to her village and tried to like live like her to meet her family, and he had to shower in a little bin and like pour water on himself. And he's like, I can't do that. I have to get a hotel.
Is he with the same girl that he's always been with? No, he's on like two or three now. Yeah.
Everybody turned on him. No.
He's dabbled in other parts of the world?
Yeah. He's just putting his Ed seed everywhere he goes.
Always third world, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird kink.
I think so.
It's a weird kink.
I think, the first time I saw him, he was with like a Filipino girl or something.
Yep, Rose.
Right? She was
I'm a big Soulja Boy guy.
Soulja Boy, yes.
That guy's just making money fucking uggos.
Wait, is Soulja Boy? No.
Is that Soulja Boy?
Usman?
Yeah.
Yes, Usman, Soulja Boy, Baby Girl Lisa.
Well, yeah.
Baby Girl Lisa, and then after that it's Kimberly.
Kimberly, yes, that's right.
Kimberly looks like Dio.
Like Ronnie James
Dio. Yeah, she's like Ronnie James
God,
Dio.
That's right.
And she gets on the plane with a PS5. It couldn't be a funnier white lady going to fuck a black guy situation than just this lady with poodle hair holding a PS5 like it's a treat.
Why does Soulja Boy, he's a Nigerian celebrity rapper, why does he go for these ugly old
I think that's a stretch.
Wait, is he the guy that has the song that goes, I take you to that movies, girl.
I'd be there for you.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, that guy's a legend.
Yes.
You actually know his song?
I think he's... Yeah, there we go.
There he is.
That's his shorty. That's his girl.
Just a rainbow in the dark.
He loves
heaven and hell.
Type in Soulja Boy Baby Girl Lisa. You gotta see this last one. Dude, this chick Lisa's from like Media, Pennsylvania. And you see her go down to Nigeria and she's like, I don't like all these guys going after my man. Usman! And she's just yelling at him. It's incredible.
Well, Kimberly loves Michael Jackson, and she has all Michael Jackson shit in the house, and I think she thinks that he looks like old Michael Jackson,
which is
a stretch.
That's wild. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, but he's just running through, and I don't think he's a... So Kimberly and him were about to get married. There she is.
Oh, baby girl Lisa.
No.
She sounds just like the voice you gave her. She looks like the voice you gave her.
And he'll get with these chicks and be like, but I need to have my own wife in Nigeria to give me children because you're too old.
Yeah.
And they fall for it. And then the second girl, literally, the government had to go, he can't marry two people. You live in America. And she's like, why? He's like, because it's polygamy. It's illegal. And he's like, we would go to my country. And they're like, no, you're an American citizen. You can't be in two marriages.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and he wouldn't fuck her. That was, she gave him a PS5 and he wouldn't fuck. He goes, I think we will wait.
Oh, you gotta fuck her.
You gotta fuck her for the PS5.
Yeah.
You have to, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd fuck some old
GP. Yeah,
I'm getting hard just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I'd fuck a chick if she gave me quarters for NBA Jam.
She has chlamydia and you're like, she's on fire.
There, look at that fucking...
Oh, Lord.
Look, that's a fucking tale as old as time.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Mm-hmm.
He's a good-looking guy, too. He looks like a nice, happy face. Looks like a...
Well, it's always like, how did you meet? And they're like, well, I was scrolling on Facebook and I sent a friend request. Like, that's how these people meet.
They are on, like, weird web... Like, not even, like, regular dating websites.
It is impressive that they do meet, though. How many Nigerian people are you know, scammers? You know,
that's true.
This is actually a
bright side.
It's actually a Nigerian guy that
you ever walk past Times Square.
A lot of them. Right? Have you already talked about the Times Square shooter, the LOL gunman?
No.
No.
The LOL bullshitting. We went for you.
Is it who I think you're talking about,
dude? There's
that guy.
I don't know his name, but there's a. Guy that was performing at LOL that shot somebody on the subway.
Oh, yeah, okay, I
and,
know.
And the paper kept being like, there's a real-life Joker run amok in Gotham.
Oh, my God.
There's no laughing matter on the two train.
It was all the talk at the stand. I didn't put two and two together.
It was some Dominican comic, and they linked his TikTok with his jokes, and all his jokes were like, oh, yeah? I'll rob you. Like, all his jokes were like, the police ain't around, and white people like it. And they like, you look like you need a break from the police. And I'm like, you look like a victim.
Shot a man in the belly.
Yeah. And the paper is like, comedian slated to appear at Times Square on Broadway Comedy Club. Oh, LOL. God. And it's like, if only you people knew.
Dude. Yeah. Dude. That being shot was the better option.
Yeah.
It was cheaper and less painful than going to a show at LOL. Yeah.
He didn't want to do a spot that night.
Like, how churched up does it sound?
Oh, yeah, that's a guy. God.
Do you know him, Fix?
He was going to fucking shoot me, this guy.
Nuh-uh.
So we had Sabrina Piper on, the thing is, right? And she comes in and, you know, the thing is they have like a fight story segment. So she's like, yeah, I got a fight story. She was like, I was at a fucking open mic and I got into an argument with this guy and yada, yada, yada. And he got his girlfriend to smack me or one of his friends to smack me in my face.
What?
I called the cops. I got banned from the comedy club. And we're like, who are you talking about? Like, I'm like, I want to know, like, who are you talking about? Yeah. And she goes, it's some guy named Beep. And I go, wait a second. I think I know this guy. I think I've seen him hanging out with other comics that we know.
Right, right.
And she shows me the picture and it's fucking him. Mm-hmm. So next thing you know, I get a phone call from, I can say his name. I get it from fucking Derek Drescher. Mm-hmm. Gives me a call and he's like, hey, Figs, like, you know, Sabrina was talking a lot of shit on that episode. Like, I wasn't there, and my boy Leo's a good guy.
Uh-huh.
He's a good kid. So he goes, but Leo's really pissed at you. He goes, Leo's upset with you.
You said his name three times.
That's
not his real name. It's not his real name. His real name, he has a different name.
Well, you should have fake named him.
It's very public in the article anyway.
It's public. Oh, it's public. Okay, okay. So here's the thing. So the thing is, I reach out to this guy and I go, first off, the whole thing with Sabrina. And when you really look at it, I've heard a lot of different stories. These are guys at a bar, and everybody was going crazy. I heard she was going crazy. I heard she was, you know, mushing people. And then just kids at a bar, drinking, acting stupid. So whatever happened that night, who the fuck knows? Everybody was drunk and being stupid, right? This guy, I reach out to him, and I go, hey, dude, listen. Because I respect Derek, and I go, hey, man. I go, why don't you come on the show and say your side of the story? You know, I go, listen, I apologize. I heard a lot of different things. Because in the show, I go, listen, this guy's going to be a nobody. I go, these kids, they're getting drunk. They're being stupid. I go, he's going to wash away. He's at the club for the wrong reason. He's not there to do comedy. You're fucking around. You're getting drunk. You're being stupid. That's what I said. So I call him. So I reach out to him. I go, hey, listen. I heard other parts of the story. I go, why don't you come on in? Why don't you say your part? Like, my bad. Like, let's meet up, right? Like, I want to, like, talk this out. 4 o'clock in the morning, he leaves me a message, and it's a voice message. So I'm like, all right, that's how you know he's Dominican and Puerto Rican.
Do you still have it?
I will not show it on the show because this guy will kill me, and I'm not trying to get killed.
What a great brain. I kind of like this guy.
I'm not trying to get killed. So he leaves me a voice message, and he's like, yo, bro, like, for real? Like, I heard what you were saying. Like, and it's all good. Like, everything's cool, you know, that you said that. But I didn't like that you said my man's name. Like, I think that's kind of messed up. 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm playing Call of Duty, okay, in my underwear. I get this long-ass voicemail. He's like, nah, but it's all good. It's all good. Like, everything's cool. But you must not be from the Bronx like I'm from the Bronx because we don't say people's names. You know, I don't know. You must be from the white part of Bronx. So already I'm, like, fucking nervous as fuck. Like, I'm literally, like, scared because I'm, like, a happy gay kid from the Bronx.
Yeah.
So I message him back, but I'm like, I gotta be tough. Like, I can't be, you know. Dude. So I message him back. I go, first off, you got to take it easy. He called. He said I was racist. So I said, listen, I'm not fucking racist. I go, I mean, because he goes, you were talking, because I was talking about them as open micers, but I was also making fun of them. I was like, I don't know what I said. I go, I'm not fucking racist. I go, I make fun of my race. I was calling Sabrina Jewish. We were doing race jokes. I go, don't call me fucking racist. I'm a comedian and we're all having fun. You should know this. I go,
wait, the comic called you or one of his guys called you?
He called me.
Oh.
No. He messaged me on Instagram. I reached out to him.
Oh.
So after I spoke to Derek, I reached out to him and I was like, yeah, I was like, you're right. I have seen this guy with you. I've heard good things. I heard he's a likable guy. And then I heard about the Sabrina and then they're all drunk at the bar. So I reached out to him and I was like, doggy, listen. I heard it from her. Let me hear it from you. And I apologize for saying that you'll never be anything.
Is there anything more ominous when you get a message back and it's just all the bars?
Bro, it was like four bars. It was like four long bars.
Oh my lord!
Because so, that was somebody going, I don't want this screenshot,
dude. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I can't type.
Yeah.
Can't spell good, and good I don't point. Want a screenshot.
So I don't know because I messaged him at like 3 p.m. So anyways, so he
wakes up and reads.
So
the message.
No. He like. Got out. He's 4 a.m. He's like at a bar or something. I don't know where he is. I could tell he was walking or whatever. So he sends me these messages and I kind of shoot back and I go, listen, don't call me. I'm not a fucking racist. Don't even start there. I go, the point is, I apologize. I go, you don't need to tell me that I was wrong for mentioning your friend's name because your friends are my friends. They could reach out to me. Like, I don't need you to tell me this. So I'm, like, acting way too fucking macho, okay? I didn't know this guy was a fucking killer. So I'm acting really not. I'm acting like, yo, fuck. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, if you're going to step up to me, let's be fucking man to man. Let's talk some shit.
Yeah, get a Call of Duty.
See me in the fucking war zone.
Yeah.
So eventually, I realized that he's not trying to attack me. He's defending himself. Like, he's like, you talk shit. I'm defending myself. So then we literally fucking handshake. I go, why don't you come on the show? He goes, I'm going to come on my friend's show perhaps and talk about it because I feel more comfortable there. But he goes, but maybe. I say, hey, the door's always open. You know, he's like, it's all good. We follow each other on Instagram and we're all friends and it's all good. I talk to Derek. I go, Derek, I apologize. He goes, yeah. He goes, this guy's a good kid. So right there, I'm like, this guy's a decent guy. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, man, I'm defending myself, but you know what? I meet you halfway. A couple weeks later, he killed somebody. He shot somebody in the stomach. So I called Derek. I go, Derek, why didn't you tell me this guy had a fucking gun? Because I would have completely changed. I would have been like, hey, dude, I'm so sorry, baby boy. Fuck Sabrina. Sabrina can go fuck herself. I would have completely changed my fucking role. Free him. I hope he's all right. I hope he's okay. You know, God bless.
That was a long story.
Yeah,
can I be honest?
What?
I hope he gets away.
They
still haven't gone?
I would have. No, they haven't gone.
No.
Good for him.
You know what?
Isn't that kind of an underdog story?
That's really impressive.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like,
how do they not get got? That's how I want it.
I'd imagine he's got a group of people that are kind of getting him away.
How do they know it's him? Like, there's a photo of the guy that did this, and it's just a guy. It's a guy in a mask. Like, I don't know how you know it's him. You know.
Oh, you mean.
So this is all alleged. This is all alleged.
Wait, he shot that girl?
No. Evidently,
a man. Well, he allegedly,
mm-hmm.
somebody got in an argument on the subway and shot a man in the tummy and the arm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we know.
And that's all we know. So
how did they connect all the other dots to the Joker and all this other
thing? Because New York I guess they figured out he was
New York
a comic.
It's, yeah, New York Post.
And then they're saying because he had a spot at...
yeah, but how do they know it was him if they
saying,
had that huge mask on?
Listen, man.
I believe
dude,
there might be.
You gotta watch
it. I believe there might be other photos and footage.
You know what? This guy's smart because he now this is a link to all his stand-up.
Yeah, he got you know. In front of, maybe he's not. Maybe he didn't even do it.
I want to do a thing where I go viral at like a fast food restaurant. And I get into it, and I charge the cashier, and I'm yelling, and then I start doing my act. So that when that video goes viral of, like, crazy man attacks over ketchup.
And then does crowd work.
I actually know of some comics that did work out
for. I wanted more ketchup, and what do you do? Oh, you are a cashier. Oh, okay.
Josh, what were you saying?
Oh, I said I know a couple comics that did exactly that, and it didn't work out very well. They got into fast food viral videos.
On purpose.
Not on purpose. Because they're mentally ill.
What? Who? What happened?
There's an LA comic. I don't even remember. Well, I'll tell you his name another time. But yeah, he went viral on a fast food video, and now everyone kind of goes, ooh, that guy. Because it's not like a real...
It's not a good look?
No.
I believe you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like it wasn't like a joke. Or
those
a bit.
Snots. I heard one of the snots hit the bandana.
Oh yeah,
that was good. That was a good one.
My hanky.
I used to wear that.
Oh wait. Go back. What'd you say that it happened? He's not very funny.
Well, no.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's why he went for takeout because he doesn't have delivery.
Go back to blowing your nose. Speaking of, we have a news story that translates perfectly into what we were just talking about. Chick-fil-A rules out new rule after out-of-control behavior at restaurant. Ladies, tell us about it.
Okay, so one Chick-fil-A in Pennsylvania has banned customers under the age of 16 from coming in to eat in the store unattended by an adult.
Perfect. I think that sounds great. As an adult, yes.
Yeah.
All about it. What happened?
So, their new rule is that they're allowed to come in. They could buy food, but they have to leave and eat the food outside of the restaurant. It was mistreatment of property. Food and trash were always thrown all over the tables, chairs, floors. Restrooms vandalized. Decorations stolen.
Oh, my God.
Decorations stolen.
Where is this?
This is in...
Buffalo. Pennsylvania.
It doesn't say what town. Royersford.
Oh. Shout out Soulja.
I can't not say it like that.
Wow. Shout out Soulja. Oh, safety. Sorry. Can you smell? I farted.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, cool.
Ian, you've been here for 6 minutes and you sat down, blew your nose into the microphone, and then farted.
Snots, farts. Oh, did I do it in the microphone? I'm
yes.
sorry. Oh.
Directly.
My bad. Sorry. Woo!
You're the worst broadcaster in history.
I risked my life with this story, this criminal story. You just shot me.
Long story, Fizz. I thought in the street you were like, this guy almost kicked my ass. So I thought
he was
going like
to kick. He would have. He probably would have.
Physical altercation. Here's not just like
you think if he didn't get
phone
locked
messages.
Up, you would have been.
If I didn't reach out to him, so thank you, Garrett.
I thought you guys had like
Ian, we all would have liked the story better if he had fucked up Fix.
if Derek, honestly, if Derek would have never reached out to me and I would have saw him, I would have probably, it would have been completely different. I would have tried to be a tough guy. So I learned my lesson.
Hit you in the temple with this fucking side of a gun.
He would have fucked me up.
He would have pistol whipped you in front of the stand.
Oh, my God.
While Joe Harari stood there and went, please stop. Yeah.
While you're doing a Sebastian Maniscalco
impersonation.
He would have hit you in the temple so hard that you would not be able to control which impression you were doing at what time.
Maybe all my impressions would have gotten good.
They
would have
just mixed up.
Maybe I would have like...
You would just have seizures and do bad Italian impressions.
Oh my God. He's just getting stomped out. Can you believe this guy? Hey,
we're going to Chipotle.
It would have been awesome if he beat you into permanent Sebastian.
Oh, dude, that's what I need for my career.
Oh, fuck.
But I think he's a good guy. I think he's
I love the idea of you getting this message and you've got a headset on.
Dude.
And you take the microphone so it's not in front of your mouth. You go, hold on. You put it up and you're like, I gotta be serious. Who the fuck you think you talk? Hold on, let me plug. No, I don't want to go.
Hold on. There's a counter UAV. I gotta close it.
Yeah.
No, I pressed the little mic button. I turned it. I was like, hold on, guys. Hold on for 1 second. I heard my click.
Yeah.
I left this message like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what, me and Shannon.
You're talking shit to an 11-year-old. You're like, sorry. I gotta talk shit to a 22-year-old.
But everything's all right. Moral of the story is okay.
You've got a headset on. You're in a VR thing. You're like, who the fuck you? I'm not a kid. I'm a grown man.
I love that you're playing a video game and his message has gunshots in it, and you're like, oh, he must be playing a game.
Must be playing Warzone.
Yeah. Oh my god.
By the way, taking the 2 train is playing Warzone.
Literally, that's the worst, absolute worst train you can. You know.
God damn.
Absolutely hate that train.
Jesus Christ.
But anyways, we're okay. You know, what's the lesson I learned? Ian, you gotta just watch what you say, right?
Yeah.
I guess. You just gotta don't say names and watch
what you say.
What
you say is real world consequences.
And don't judge a book by its cover, you know? Yeah. I thought he looks like a threatening guy, but I'm
thinking,
I
say it's funny that his jokes were like, you're getting robbed, but they were pretty funny. Okay. Just like his delivery and stuff. I was like, this is scary, but funny.
I think this is gonna work out for him.
Dude, that would be incredible if he if he got a career from this and then just like had to change his name and just never admitted he was a guy, but still went up on stage.
Why can't he just be the guy?
Because
he's in a restaurant, I mean, open gunfire in a subway.
Gun crime in New York.
He goes through the other side of it, let's say. You know?
In 15 Serves. Years?
Yeah, it comes out.
This guy goes to jail, puts a special out in jail.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
There we go.
Amazing. He has a jail podcast. You got to go and talk to him on the phone.
There you go.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I would like that.
His guests are fucking R. Kelly, fucking Bill Cosby.
That would be pretty. Oh, dude, he would have access to.
You have access to all those guys.
Harvey Weinstein,
the great fucking.
Ripping it on Rikers.
Now, Cosby's out and free.
Oh, Cosby's
out.
As he should be.
Yeah. With the other innocent people.
Yeah. On tour, yeah, with all the other innocents.
Well, hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do I. That's why we need to go to our favorite website in the world, YoDelta.com. They have an amazing stock of Delta 8, and you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. And at YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the show. Would you go see him?
Cosby?
Yeah.
For shits and giggles.
I think I kind of would want to just to see. It's like, what on earth is he talking about?
Because he can't not.
You would think, but I think he cannot.
He cannot?
I think he's that ballsy where he just goes.
Is he ballsy or that detached?
That.
Yeah.
Both. I think it's a little bit of combination of the two, you know?
Detached balls.
All right. Yeah. How much to open for him?
Ooh.
Oh my god.
And ruin your life forever.
Your finance, I'm going to give you $7,000.
Yeah, no, I can't.
$25,000.
It would have to be millions because I'd have to never work again forever.
Yeah, really. It'd have to be. I couldn't. You can't open for Cosby. You can't open for Cosby. You can't open for D'Elia. You can use a pseudonym.
One of those is way different than the other.
One of them is there are people actively doing.
Yeah.
No one knows. Cosby probably just goes up alone.
Yeah.
And stands
I saw
up
Cosby
there.
In 2014. I forget if he had an open. I think it was just literally like, welcome to the stage, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Dude, I kept the ticket in my wallet. Like, man, no denying. Greatest storyteller of all time.
Yeah, sure.
Who's better?
Wow.
Storyteller.
No, I'd say you're right.
Yeah. I'll never forget listening on the radio. I think I might have been in like kindergarten or first grade or something, and I just heard one of his things playing, and it was like, something about God made man and woman, and when he made man, he goes, oh, man. And then he makes a woman, he goes, whoa, man. I was like, this is the greatest ever!
Yeah, when I was little, I had Bill Cosby himself on tape, and I think I memorized it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had all that, Dad is great, made us chocolate cake, all that shit.
Amazing.
Let's really respect him for what he did.
What a great guy.
Let's not focus on the negative.
Yeah. I mean, that's what pisses me off whenever people are like, Louis was never funny. It's like, you sanctimonious fucking loser.
Anytime anybody they do that, and sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're, you know, just projecting, you know?
Yeah. They were never, no, don't take that away from them, you know? They were fucking funny.
And
no
where were you saying
did.
That, like, you know, right before this thing happened? Like,
yeah,
it's not like you were championing the fact that they weren't
Louis
funny
Louis was
before.
Everybody's god.
Yeah.
Before all that, and they had articles that were literally like, you should never say the N-word, but if you do, do it. Like, here's how you do it. You know, it was like crazy. Like, everyone gave Louis, because he's the best. Yeah. And then he gets in trouble, and everyone's like, he was never blah.
I always got vibes.
Yeah. Fucking loser.
Where was that brave take before? You know
fucking
what I mean?
Fucking loser.
On any of
By
them.
The way, so many comics are hypocrites.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. We all knew it was him. For a long time, when that blind article came out, that there was a comic who masturbated in front of two chicks at a comedy festival.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it was him.
Yes.
For years.
So?
And nobody said anything until the newspaper article came out confirming it was him.
Oh, yeah. All the people that piled on him?
No, but I mean, there was a period of time of like a year or two where that was information everyone knew it was him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you kind of go like... Well, you hear about it, you go like, oh, that's what so-and-so told me.
Yeah, but also, none
knows?
Of my business.
Yeah.
Yeah,
none
but I'm just
business.
Saying all the people that piled on him, they knew for years that it was him.
Oh, yeah.
It was knowledge to non-com... Because even that blind article, it was so obviously him that they used the name of all of his specials in it.
Oh, wow, I remember that.
No, I didn't.
Just like that guy, John Dick Winters, this comic from Pittsburgh or whatever... And I have no problem saying his name. He's a piece of shit. He was always a fucking dick. But when the Louis thing came out, he like went out of his way to be like, I'm not doing this venue because they blah, blah. And then it turned out he was like an abuser and was a dickhead to women and like pulled his dick out. So it's always those people. Fuck them. You're fucking losers. Eat Louis shit.
These guys who pull their dicks out, they must have nice dicks, right?
Not all of us.
Okay. Like, I'm ashamed of mine. But if I had a big old hog, maybe I'd go, maybe
sometimes
I'd
it's funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the...
Sometimes you got to retire it, let's say, a couple years ago, because the times are changing.
you're the
last
first...
couple times you do it, the next day you're like, I think that was frowned upon.
You're the first comic who showed me his dick.
Really? Yep, that sounds about
right.
Yeah,
we were doing Spook Show years ago, and I was like, Prince Albert's like, do they hurt? Like, blah, blah, blah. And you were like, you want to see it, buddy? And I was like, no way. You seriously? He just went, bleep.
Yeah, and my like, man got you. Consent.
He got 100%
consent. That's true.
Got your back,
consent. Fully consented.
And let's say that was always my policy.
First comic Scott I ever saw was Tommy Pope at an open mic in like 2011 in Philly in OJ. He was drunk taking a piss and he was backing out of the bathroom pissing. And I look over and he just goes, ah! Swinging his dick. You
know, that's got to be a nice piece.
Oh, it was the best.
Right?
A hog.
Tommy's beautiful.
Got a hog.
Tommy's hot. Tommy's a hot guy.
Sometimes I would imagine it's a kink of being ashamed of your dick. That you show it, right?
So yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah, there's that part. Either you're proud or you're ashamed, you know?
Yeah, and then you want that horrified reaction. I'm just projecting.
Speaking of horrified reactions, Alex, I sent you a video. Now, I want you guys to watch this. I'm giving no context, but I want to hear your natural reaction. Alex, make sure the volume is up because this was shown to me, just sent in a text. I watched it. And it was the funniest fucking thing I'd ever seen. Crying, laughing, and how insane, ridiculous it is. And then I started showing it to other people. Hate it. Now, I will say, every guy I show it to loves it. Every woman that sees it gets upset and mad at me. So.
Okay, great.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm excited now.
Please turn the volume up.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh,
no.
Oh, oh my God, Riley!
Wait, what just happened?
Oh my God.
Was that a gerbil?
Can we watch it again? Can we zoom in? We got. Wait. I need it in slow motion.
What the fuck was show? Wait, what in the hell was that? Was that a hamster?
I can't tell.
Oh no!
What is a guinea pig?
Oh,
oh my Lord!
I get why women are upset.
Wait.
Okay, I have to ask the second question.
Oh my God! Riley!
Wait, I have a lot of questions.
I got a couple too.
Why the music... is CCR playing?
Yeah,
the music is great. Why is it dad taking a shit? Why is a boy walking with a gun and softly place a gerbil on the ground and shoot it, and it flies, hits the dad in the chest, and his little legs pop up, and he goes, oh my God, Riley! And then the kid, slowly scared, backs away with a gun. Watch it again.
Yeah, it's the look on his face like he didn't expect it to
work.
Hey,
what if it was just awesome timing?
Look at his face. Look at him smile. He's so excited.
Look, Pappy. Look at what I'm going to do, Pappy. Look at here, there, Pappy.
Wait. The gerbil might be alive, right?
It flew up onto the dad.
It wasn't a real gun. It was a BB gun. It was a BB gun.
He shoots it, and I think it hits a tile, and it pops it up.
Okay.
I think it jumps.
No.
I think it hits the gerbil, and the gerbil jumps.
Is that a real bullet, or is that a BB gun?
If it was a bullet, a fucking...
If that was a real gun, it would have blown a piece out of the floor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm blind. I thought that I saw the gerbil explode.
Let's
watch it again.
I thought I saw the gerbil explode.
Nobody flies.
Look at his face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It comes at the screen.
I mean...
Oh, my God. Right?
These are happy whites. This is the best.
The little feet go boo-boo. The thing hits. Oh, my God. Riley. And then his fat little face, he goes, whoa, and backs out of the room.
It's the perfect song. It's the perfect everything. It's America, baby.
That is one moment of chaos in the worst house in America.
I'm wondering why the dad was already filming before the kid even comes through the door.
While he's shitting. Who shits the creed?
He's a good shitting? And why does the child delicately lay the gerbil on the ground and he smiles and then he goes, oh, I didn't think this was going to happen. Dude, how do you not?
I feel like this is the level we've... America's Funniest Home Videos happened when it happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now this is where we've come to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is it. I mean, this should win an award. I don't know what the award would be, but it should win something.
Your friends for sending it to the award.
Imagine if they did plan it.
I have to be honest. I hated it the first time I watched it, and I love it now.
That's the thing. You have to watch it over and over.
It really grew on me.
Yeah, you really got to, like, get every beat of it's too much happening at once. You got to watch it a couple times.
You send in your group chat, and all your friends are just like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah,
like,
well, I have multiple group chats, and I'm one for five. I sent it to my two best girlfriends, like lifelong. The three of us. It's called Gal Pals, and hated it. Immediately. You know I love animals. Why would you send me that?
Yeah.
You haven't returned my phone calls in 2 weeks, and the first thing you sent me is some boy shooting a gerbil. And I was like, Riley, I thought we could all laugh.
You know?
Woo.
That is great.
That was a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
Let's get one more story or two out of here before we're done. Let's play a little game called...
What?
Guess what she looks like.
Ooh.
There we go.
And so we'll read the headline, and then we're going to look at this person's mugshot. But let's go around the table and see if we can describe them based on the headline.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia woman.
Oh, here we go.
Georgia woman intentionally crashes vehicle into Popeyes over missing biscuits.
Oh, I'm afraid that I did see this story already. So
I mean, there's an obvious one. You know, we go Georgia Popeyes. We think a large black lady, right?
Uh-huh.
But to be upset.
out the window holding a can of Pine Sol.
Yes.
That's what we're picturing.
Yes,
right?
but wait, it, that's
the
too
Pine
obvious.
Sol lady, Ian.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the Pine Sol lady.
It's a large
black woman.
Lady. That's what you think.
Okay.
But if you really that's like so obvious. But to drive your car and to be so upset, it sounds like a Karen.
That sounds like a
sounds
white
like
lady.
Sounds like a Karen. Sounds like
either
a white lady.
Either way. Probably large. That's what I'm guessing.
Are we guessing large?
This fat white blonde. This is the Pine Sol lady.
It's a Pine Sol lady.
Oh, she looks like the lady from Billy Matt. You want to help me shave my armpits?
You my snack pack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going large white blonde.
We're going large white blonde.
Lady. Large white blonde.
I think around the table, we're going large woman.
Yes.
Everyone's going large white
blonde. I'm going
large
Latina.
Ooh. I was gonna go Latina.
Latina.
I'll take I'll take black just so we have all representation.
You'll take black?
Yeah.
And as a guest, I appreciate that you're doing that.
Of course.
You're a good man, John.
Hey, let's see her.
Hot.
Whoa. Oh. Well, yeah.
Well,
we were right at first there, ladies and gentlemen.
I like how we
Josh wins.
Damn. I suppose so.
And wow. I mean,
all
I'm
of that
aggressive.
For biscuits?
I mean, yeah.
She looks like she has a mental illness.
Poor girl. She actually looks large in a way that is strong.
Yeah,
not
she's
like
got traps.
She looks like she plays for the Bulls.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh,
she looks like Rodman.
Yeah. That's a tough looking woman.
Woo!
Tell us more about the story.
Oh man. Can you imagine being that?
By the way, we all wanted to say black. We really just wanted to make the segment longer.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like in your head being so full of rage that that's what you do in that moment? Yeah. Driving your car.
I bet it was part of a very long day of things.
Yes.
It's a real falling down experience.
Yeah.
So,
I'm mad as hell and I ain't gonna take it no
that's
more.
That's a great like woke remake of Falling Down is this woman.
Yeah.
Her oh day my God. And let her to do that.
So the interesting thing about this story is that the manager claims that the restaurant actually corrected the mistake and gave her biscuits prior to the crash.
Popeye's biscuits are incredible, so I'm on her side.
But yeah, that's pretty much all there is to it. No biscuits. Lady gets angry, crashes SUV into the restaurant. Luckily did not injure anybody. Manager sets things straight, beforehand, but she still decided to drive her car into the building after
now,
threatening to do so.
Get the biscuits.
Or was it that the food was so good that she went, I need more now. And just got really excited and drove into the restaurant because she couldn't wait in the line.
That's a commercial for Popeye's.
Gotta get chicken from Popeye's. Oh, hell no. Somebody don't got a motherfucking line. Hell no.
I need more now.
Yeah, that's.
Do you need a gallon of sweet tea while you wait for the ambulance?
Call JG
Popeyes. Gotta get them chicken from Popeyes.
Wait, can we do one more? What does she look like? The woman who cut off her boyfriend's penis after he threatened to leak sex tape?
Absolutely.
I want to see what she looks like.
We have a photo
she's
of
gonna
her
be
though.
I'm kind of thinking hot.
Yeah. She sounds hot.
So I know what this lady looks like, so I have to sit out on
We do
phone.
Have a photo of her.
We talked about it on rap, but you
guys. Oh, damn.
Play.
I think hot.
Hot Latina, for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think hot blonde.
I think hot. I was going to say blonde as well. Okay. I'm going to go white girl.
All right.
Same woman.
You got to get chicken from Popeye.
I put that shit on a biscuit.
You got the wrong bitch today.
I made a dick biscuit sandwich with hot honey.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are going to be pleasantly surprised.
Wow.
Yeah, classic dick cutting off race.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it doesn't surprise.
I just cut your dick.
I just saw her.
I cut your dick.
I just saw her on 90 Day Fiancé. I was up all night watching her.
Should have known.
Yeah, it's always, you got to watch out for the Asians cutting your penis off.
Mm.
Is that a stereotype?
Wasn't Lorena Bobbitt half Asian?
No.
She was kind of, yeah. She was like,
also, she was getting like raped daily by him. I'm on
it doesn't
Team
make
Lorena.
It not dick cutting off.
Yeah, but it's not like
we're talking people to cut off dicks.
So Lorena Bobbitt was Ecuadorian.
Get the fuck out of here. I thought
she was something.
Ha.
She was something.
Yeah.
Why did she cut off this guy's pecker?
Because he wanted to leak a sex tape.
He wouldn't. Oh, I just so they were. He wanted to fuck. Yeah. They got a hotel room. He was gunning for it. She said no. And apparently he said, if you don't fuck me, I'm going to leak our sex tapes on the internet.
Oh, my God.
So she cut his dick off, then went into the lobby and said, my boyfriend's bleeding.
Holy shit.
And they went up.
Did she have it in her hand?
No, but they do have a photo of his. Oh, no, they didn't. We saw John Wayne Bobbitt's penis.
Yeah. But it looked like a piece of chewing gum.
Yeah, she cut his cock off.
Wow.
Wow.
That's when your cock's you'd the always, smallest.
I would want it to be hard. Chop off my dick when
wouldn't
I
wouldn't all the blood just shoot out the back of it then?
Oh, yeah, true.
It'd be tough. Right,
cut it off soft. Don't cut my dick off.
Let's leave it at that.
Look at this cool video of this gerbil getting blown the fuck up.
Okay, but if somebody was going to cut your dick off, you want it to be soft.
We need Riley.
Oh, my God, Riley. All right, that's the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to our wonderful guests, Mikey Figgs, Josh Potter, who is going to be recording some of his shows here today. Please check out the Josh Potter Show. Support these guys on the road. Ian, where are you going to be coming up?
Oh, boy. This Sunday, Salt Lake City, Utah, Wise Guys. And then I got Comedy Connection, Detroit House of Comedy, Arlington Draft House in D.C., Chicago Zanies, Comedy on State. Come, IanFinance.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much to Alex and Nat in the booth. Alex is going to have a baby soon. Buy that baby some goddamn presents. And on behalf of myself, Einon Fidance, and everyone here at the Gas Digital Network, this is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys.